Mr. Speaker, I'd like to ask the Prime Minister about an individual case that has been raised with me. John works in East London and is worried about what's happening to his living standards. His salary is £1 million, and he's worried that under proposed EU regulations, his bonus may be capped at just £2 million. Can the Prime Minister tell us what he's going to do for John?
Well, what I would say to John and everyone like John is under this government, bonuses are one quarter of what they were when he was in the Treasury. I will take lots of lectures from lots of people, but I don't have to listen to the croupier in the casino when it all went bust.
Mr. Speaker, I know the Prime Minister doesn't want to deal with the facts, but he sent his Chancellor to Europe yesterday in order to argue against the bonus tax. Now, he says, presumably because he thinks it will be bad for the City of London. But who led the negotiations, Mr. Speaker, on the bonus cap? It was a Conservative member of the European Parliament. And what did she say? She said, "We have managed to produce a deal that will strike the right balance for the majority of bankers who take responsible decisions." Why are the Prime Minister and the Chancellor the only people who think it's a priority to fight for bigger bonuses for bankers?
As ever, he is completely wrong. We have some of the toughest rules on bonuses and the toughest rules on transparency of any major financial centre anywhere in the world. And when the croupiers were in charge, where was the transparency? There was none. Where were the rules? There were none. We're not going to listen to them. But look, there is an important issue here. There are some important British national interests. We are responsible for 40% of the EU's financial services. Those industries are here in our country, and we ought to make sure they go on contributing to our exchequer. We want to make sure that international banks go on being headquartered here in the UK. We think that matters. He might want to just pose and play politics, but we care about these things. We also want to make sure that we can put in place the very tough ring fence around our retail banks so the complete shambles that he presided over can never happen again.
This is the man who in opposition said there will be a day of reckoning for the bankers. And now he sends his Chancellor to fight against the bonus cap in Brussels. And what did he say? Was he arguing that there should be more regulation of the banks? No. Oh, he says he was. Oh, well, let's see. What did he say? David Cameron, a Conservative economic strategy, March 2008. I have it here. As a free marketeer by conviction, it won't surprise you to hear me say the problem of the last decade has been too much regulation. So there we have it, Mr. Speaker. But look, let me say, I think John the banker will take heart that the Prime Minister is straining every muscle to help him. Now, let me ask him about the cases of the hundreds of thousands of disabled people who'll be losing an average of £700 a year because of his bedroom tax. Is he going to fight for them like he's fighting for John the banker?
Well, first of all, let us just remember what happened in 2008 when he was sitting in government. The biggest banking bust in our history. The build-up of the biggest deficit in our history. All the mess that we're having to deal with now was delivered by him and his henchmen in 2008. And what about one... I tell you what, before we go on to the spare room subsidy, let him get to his feet and apologise for the mess he left in this country. Apologise.
Mr. Speaker.
Order. I know there are people who don't like it if the session runs on, Personally, it doesn't matter to me at all, but the more noise, the more disruption, the longer it takes, the longer we'll be here. It's very simple. Ed Miliband!
I do notice the Prime Minister has a new tactic, which is to ask me questions at our exchanges. All I can say is it's good to see him preparing for opposition, Mr. Speaker. The Home Secretary shakes her head. I'm looking forward to facing her when they're in opposition. Now, let me ask him, because he didn't answer the question about the bedroom tax. Now, he talked earlier about the hardship fund. Let's look at the facts on this hardship fund. There's £25 million allocated to help disabled people hit by the bedroom tax in the hardship fund. 25 million people specifically for disabled people. But how much do his own figures show he's taking from disabled people? £306 million. So will he admit that the vast majority of disabled people who are hit by his bedroom tax will get no help from his hardship fund?
Well, first of all, the whole House and the whole country will note no apology for the mess left by the party opposite. But let me tell him, on the spare room subsidy, his figures are completely wrong. First of all, the last thing he just said before he sat down is that we are cutting the money going to disabled people. That is simply not the case. In 2009-10, the money spent on disability living allowance was £12.4 billion. By 2015, it will be £13.3 billion. There is no cut in the money going to the disabled. This government is protecting that money in spite of the mess that he made. Now, on the spare room subsidy, pensioners are exempt. People with disabled children are exempt. Anyone who needs help around the clock is also exempt. And as he is fond of reading out letters from his constituents, let me read out one I got on this issue from a pensioner who said this: "We are expected to find up to an extra £60 a month out of our pensions for having extra bedrooms." Well, of course, they're not. They're pensioners. They're exempt, but they've been terrified by his completely irresponsible campaign.
I think what that means is there was nothing in the briefing on the question I asked. Let me just make it clear, because he obviously doesn't understand it. His own impact assessment, which I have here, which you might read, by the way, Mr. Speaker, says there are 420,000 disabled people hit by the bedroom tax, an average of £700 a year. Right? That's £306 million. The money in the hardship fund allocated to disabled people is just £25 million. So will he admit, it's a basic arithmetic, will he admit the vast majority of disabled people will get no help from the hardship fund and will be hit by his bedroom tax?
He's completely wrong, because anyone with severely disabled children is exempt from the spare room subsidy.
Order! Order! Members mustn't shout at the tops of their voices at the Prime Minister. The question has been asked, and it was heard, and the answer must be heard. The Prime Minister.
He completely ignores the fact that anyone with severely disabled children is exempt from the spare room subsidy. Anyone who needs care around the clock is exempt from the spare room subsidy. But the point he has to address is this: we are spending £23 billion on housing benefit. That is up by 50% over the last decade. That is £1,000 every year for every basic rate taxpayer. Now, we say it is time to reform housing benefit, and it is only fair that you treat people in social housing the same way as in private rented housing. He has no proposals to do anything about welfare but just to put up borrowing.
I think we've established today the Prime Minister doesn't understand his own policies. It is shameful to be doing this and not even to understand the impact of it on the people of this country. He pulls out all the stops to defend the bankers and their bonuses, but he's got nothing to say to the disabled people who are being hit by his bedroom tax. He stands up for the wrong people. It's no wonder his backbenchers and the country think he's totally out of touch.
What we have heard today is what we hear every single Wednesday. They will not support one single change to welfare. They won't support reforms to housing benefit. They didn't even support it when we took housing benefit away from people charging £100,000 a year. They wouldn't support changes to child benefit. They won't support any changes to DLA. They won't support changes to council tax benefit. They have opposed £83 billion of welfare saving. And that is the point. They have to admit that their policy is to put up borrowing. They have nothing to offer, only debt, debt, and more debt. Yeah.